Welcome back to Astronomy for Dummies. On today's show, we're going to have a renowned amateur astronomer, David Moore, with us, who was at the start of the first season. This show is looks back at the heavens and the wonders of the universe, and looks at Astronomy Ireland and astronomy in general. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello, David. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Lots of things happening in space. Astronauts going up and down to the International Space Station. The space station itself blazing across Irish skies during most of September. And we had the eclipse of the moon. Now, it happened at 3:45 in the morning. We still had hundreds of people send us pictures and their sightings of the event. Because for once, Ireland had a clear sky. It's probably even a bigger story than the fact that there was an eclipse. Looking ahead, we've got a comet coming, maybe even two bright comets. Certainly we've got one. They're seeing it in the southern hemisphere. We should get great views around the middle of October. And there's been the planets Jupiter, Saturn on view with its rings almost turned edge on towards us this year. It'll happen again next year. But it'll be 15 years before we see that happen again. And we have our biggest viewing event of the year, Star Party, called Starbecue, at the end of August, where I think around 500 people came along. And the views were astounding. These are telescopes that collect thousands of times more light than the human eye in a really dark sky in the Wicklow Mountains. I don't think people will get a better view, you know, ordinary people, of the universe than they did that weekend. And again, another clear sky. So we've been very fortunate this year that when big events are happening, the skies have actually stayed clear in a country that's renowned for only having one in four nights clear. 3 out of 4 nights are cloudy in Ireland. Do you think it wasn't a great place to do astronomy? Yes, Astronomy Ireland is the world's most popular astronomy society, always looking for new members. We want to get our monthly magazine in the house and our weekly email to remind them of all these things coming up, and I'll tell you later about the huge events that happen every month until spring of next year and beyond.
Wow. Yeah, that's incredible. Like, I was at Starbecue and it was, you know, there were so many people and telescopes and stuff like that. I had my own telescope there as well. Unfortunately, I didn't have the electronic part of it, so I only had manual. I mean, there's so many people who are interested in astronomy who didn't know how to get into astronomy. So in terms of for people in general trying to get into the hobby, what would be the best kind of way of starting? To get into the hobby, either like through a pair of binoculars or buying a small telescope or something like that?
Yeah, well, I'll probably this way. So if you're in general astronomy books around the world, yes, they will tell you, the first thing is join your local astronomy society. That's Astronomy Island on this island. And the reason is, you're then in a group of people that have similar interests. So they're often members of the public, but one of their main hobbies is looking at space. And it costs about €1 a week. Not many hobbies are that inexpensive. The second thing, if you want to get a bit more power than the naked eye, then a pair of binoculars is all you need. So you recommend 2 millimeter binoculars. So if you're a pair of binoculars, you need 2 millimeters between them. So you typically have 10x view. And 10x means 10 times. And a tiny times in magnifier. Get that stage, you want to invest in a telescope. astronomy on it. We'll give you some advice. And if you can't choose between one or two models that are within your budget, you can actually have somebody call you and give you advice, or at least advise you on email or on the internet somehow. And so you make the right purchase, because if you get a good quality telescope, reviewing, say, detail on the planets can't do with binoculars, it'll last a lifetime. I've got one over 30 years now, closing in on 40 years, and it's still going strong.
Yeah, and in terms of, I know, like, for example, I'm starting out and have a lot of kind of events throughout the year, and I know this, is there an event coming up in October for Saturn Watch, I think it is. And just in terms of that, like, for Saturn Watch, like, anyone can go, I assume, and you can bring along your telescope and have some fun with the family.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we run these watches for the all 7 million people on the island. And they're held in our headquarters, which are on the north side of Dublin, but easy access from the M50. A few minutes off the M50, you'll get to giant telescopes, the like of which most people will never look through in their lifetimes. Also, it's a fundraising event. You have to charge a few euros. There's free refreshments, tea, coffee, biscuits, sweets, that kind of thing for kids. And you'll get to see, this time, Saturn uniquely. It hasn't had its rings tipped this close to being edge-on in 15 years. So any of the kids there will never have seen Saturn like this. Mm. Next 15 years, they're going to see the rings tip more towards the classic view. This is definitely a chance. People are absolutely flabbergasted by the view of Saturn in a big telescope. To the naked eye, it just looks like a reasonably bright star in the sky. Nothing special. You look into the telescope, there's the big globe, disk of Saturn, with the rings around it, and a couple of faint stars next to it, which in fact are its moons. You can even see its moons, even though it's over a billion kilometers away from the Earth. The telescopes are that powerful. So that's open to absolutely everybody. Details are on the website, as always, astronomy.ie. And that's a local event, if you like. But the funds do help subsidize the cost of magazines for people in all 32 counties. But online, we have a monthly lecture, one of those on October 7th, it's usually the second Monday of the month, sometimes it's the first Monday, and then the start of the Saturn Watch on October 15th, and exactly 1 week after that are our evening classes, Astronomy for Beginners, the most popular classes in the country, thousands of people have taken them, and they're done online, so you can do those from anywhere in Ireland, technically from abroad. And they've become extremely popular because they're aimed at the general public who have no knowledge of astronomy and no knowledge of science. You have to study science in your exams for this. You'll get, you know, 2 hour talk every week for 8 weeks. That's 16 hours of astronomy. The whole family can sit down and watch it on the big TV screen if you like and learn more about the universe from absolute beginner up to someone who now has a reasonable idea of what's going on in astronomy. Where are we at our studies of the Big Bang, of galaxies, stars, planets, even the search for life in the universe? So we highly recommend those. So three big events in October, an online lecture about our cosmic beginnings, our Saturn Watch, and our evening glass.
That's brilliant. I mean, it's incredible, like, the way you have so much kind of available to the general public, basically, in terms of astronomy.
Exactly. From the world's most popular astronomy society. Mm-hmm. And the reason is we try to cater for everybody in the country. So even if astronomy is not your number one hobby, we want you to know there's an eclipse coming, or a display of the northern lights, or anything else interesting you can see just with the naked eye, and try and get as many million people out there watching, and hopefully a few thousand will become hooked and keep us as the world's most popular astronomy society. Mm-hmm. That's the fun of it. Everyone is not in astronomy, missing so much.
And that's what it's all about, I suppose, bringing community together, kind of, in a way, or bringing kind of like bringing everybody together and seeing things that you wouldn't naturally see if you weren't in tune with, say, the night sky, basically.
Yeah, and what's been very important to me over the 30-odd years we've been running astronomy on is that young people in particular get inspired to careers in science. Yeah. So I was very successful starting as a kid, went to university, I thought to do astrophysics, but got diverted into computer science, had a fantastic job working with the big multinationals, and so many people I know did exactly the same thing. So I would say to parents, if your kids show an interest in astronomy, that is something to really encourage, because there are so many science-based corporations in Ireland that are 60% of our GDP, our economy, depends on all these giant companies, making Ireland the richest country in the world, talking about natural resources, because we are now a science-based economy. So you can work in pharmaceuticals, internet companies, chip manufacturing, all these people looking for young people who've just graduated with interest in science. Astronomy is a fantastic gateway subject into it. So we want to play our role in encouraging the whole country to grow more scientists and astronomers.
Yeah, I mean, it's the amount of science that is now being done, especially like with things like James Webb and stuff like that, and all the different projects that are NASA and ESA that are doing, it should inspire a lot of young people to kind of come into the sciences or astronomy and maybe pursue something in that way.
And we want to inspire Irish young people to do that, because there's Irish Park in the James Webb Space Telescope, the Hubble Telescope, and the giant telescopes that they've built around the world, notably the biggest one we've ever built, the ELT in Chile, is built by a consortium of European countries, including Ireland. So we have use of the world's biggest telescope due to come online this decade. That will revolutionize astronomy, and that's what we love to feature in Astronomy Ireland magazine every month, the Irish involvement in what's going on in space. Because, you know, people think, oh, it's all NASA and other giant countries. No, the Irish are doing it alongside their colleagues from everywhere else. We invented space exploration. Look at Newgrange. First people's looking at the sky using it for something useful. We're Irish. We had the biggest telescope in the world, and around the time of the famine, people came from all over the world to Ireland to do astronomy. And today we're building the biggest telescope the human race has ever seen. So we have it in our veins.
Yeah, and Astronomy Ireland is there all the way.
Absolutely, and we just love to encourage people and share the excitement of what's out there. There's just so much to see. I mean, if you want me to give you a quick list, October, we've got the two comets coming. Certainly one will be bright in the evening skies. Comet TA, I'm calling it. It has a Chinese name that's hard to pronounce. And so you're going to hear a lot more about Comet TA. November sees Venus come into evening skies, 100 times brighter than the brightest stars in the sky. What a spectacle that will be. December has the best meteor shower of the year. All these things visible to the naked eye. January, again, naked eye. Mars at its closest and brightest. February, three planets get particularly close to the moon. And in March, we have a total eclipse of the moon visible from Ireland. There's loads more to see, but they're all naked eyesight. You just don't want to miss. And it goes on and on and on, month after month. Something really spectacular to see.
I'd say basically very easy for people who've never done astronomy to basically just witness these kind of events as their naked eye events. And it'll be a lot.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, I have to confess, I'm not a big sports fan, but, you know, when Ireland start to get close to the finals in any kind of tournament, even I'm there watching. It's the same with astronomy. Yeah. Most people might not be interested in something obscure that's happening in the sky, but when there's a big eclipse happening free over your house, you've
got to
go out and have a look.
Exactly. That's what it's all about, I suppose. thank you so much. Yeah, because, I mean, there's lots of kind of things that Astronomy Ireland will be doing over the next couple of months and next year or so that a lot of young people and older people will kind of be interested in terms of, like, say, looking at meteor showers. Like, I was looking at meteor showers last night. There was one or two that went over my house. So I think it was the Percy meteor shower. I'm not sure if that's passed or not, but there was a meteor shower anyways. And
there's a big meteor shower in August. The one that has become strongest is the Gemini in December. There'll always be a few shooting stars every hour anyway if you stay outside long enough.
But
there's going to be plenty for more.
Yeah.
Well, you know, for free, we tell people, go to our website, sign up on whichever social media you're the links on our website. That costs nothing, and then when there's a Northern Lights display, you'll find out. We'll predict it for you and other things. If you can afford €1 a week, join Astronomy Ireland, look at all the pretty pictures in the magazine every month and read the Irish angle to the stories. And, you know, keep up your interest in astronomy. There's not going to stop. There's going to be something there for decades, centuries to come.
He'll be looking at, up the night sky every day, as long as it's clear, you know, in Ireland not so much. But...
that is the only problem in Ireland, yes.
Yeah, the weather. Well, thank you so much, David Moore. Anyway, that was an incredible kind of introduction to Astronomy Ireland and astronomy in general. And look forward to having you on the show again sometime.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Keep watching the sky.
Keep watching the sky. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.